Today on At Home with Champ Bailey, Champ makes breakfast. Life is sweeter when you have it all. Get Comcast Digital Cable and faster, better high-speed internet, and HBO's included.
I mean, I think I laid a great foundation of the way I played and helped Nebraska to get. I wasn't the only one, and I won't take full credit for helping Nebraska get back, but I will take some credit because I think I was a big piece of that. And I definitely feel that I laid it all on the line and put everything out there, and that's what I plan to do. So if that's the type of guy that you want, why not take me?
One time in Little League, I tackled three people. I kind of knew, right, like they ran and I came through and the quarterback, like, he didn't know who to give it to, so I just grabbed everybody. And that, it was right then. I was like, I might can play this. I might can. Were they a little shocked? Everybody just looked at me like, did he just grab three people? That right there should let you know how big a kid I was.
How old were you?
I might have been, let's see, the season that happened, I might have been 11, maybe. Oh, when I was 12 years old, I was 238 pounds. Yeah. Yeah, like, when I weighed in, because we always had to weigh in, you know, I wanted to be a running back. I knew I had some moves, they just wasn't as fast as everybody else's. And we weighed in, and I got in the car, and my sister said, how much do you weigh? I said, just 238. She said, gee, you 12.
Really, at the end of the season, sat down with my family and coaches, kind of talked about things, really asked my coaches where, Coach Johnson had some associates in the NFL, whether it was head coaches or general managers, and kind of asked where they had me on the draft board. And most of them had me top 15, top 20. And overall, I thought it was the most beneficial decision to come out early.
The reason why I chose South Florida is because even though I didn't make it out of high school, Coach Leavitt came to my All-Star game and said he was going to be with me 100% of the way. And he did. He really stuck by my side. Even when I left College of the Canyons, he stuck by my side. He didn't know where I was at, and he wound up finding me. And that's the main reason I chose South Florida, because he stuck by my side.
I think it's a tribute to my work ethic. Coming in this last offseason, I put a lot of work in. I trained with a guy named Chuck Smith, who played with the Falcons for several amount of years. And, you know, really focused on my pass rush ability and, just put the necessary work in to, you know, have the success I had this 09 season. And, going into training with a positive attitude and just, you know, always striving to get better at whatever I take on.
A couple of teams asked me about a 3-4, you know, being an outside linebacker. I feel like, you know, I don't feel like, you know, that would be a hard thing for me to adjust to, because it was a couple of games I did stand up in and rush the passer and drop. So I don't feel like me moving to linebacker or playing the end a change. I'm still going to rush the passer and drop and coverage the same way.
I think I'd be able to adjust to anything. Obviously, I think our scheme is a little bit different at Nebraska from what the NFL is asking me to do. But I think I'm a player that can adjust to things and definitely get used to playing and getting off the ball and more or less not reading and reacting as we're kind of taught and done in our offense or our defense at Nebraska.
I don't try to intimidate quarterbacks, you know. A quarterback, should they be afraid? Probably. You know, I just go out there and play. And my plan is to kill them. It is. But quarterbacks are pretty. I don't want to, you know, let them stay cute.
What are you
right.
Talking
to
Sam,
someday? I'm going to kill Sam. You get in practice, you get a clean move, and a lineman's dream is a clean move and a clear pass to the quarterback. In practice, that happened a lot. But I go to Sam, and they blow the whistle. I'm going to kill him.
People say I'm raw, but I just say, no, I'm God-gifted. I just got a talent, you know. Even when I played basketball, I played it when I was young, but nobody ever taught me the game. I just played it. And when I switched over to football, it was like I just converted basketball into football, you know, and I just played. Like, I just can't play scared, basically.
Being a leader just always come natural to me. People follow me just because. I don't know why. It's probably my smile. It is great, I know. But, you know, it's just always come natural to me. And like I said, I was raised to be a leader, not a follower. And it's just in me. It's just natural. I was picked as a captain my sophomore year. Why? I don't know. When they said, when Coach Stoops called out the captains and he called my name last, I said, what for? What? I don't know.
I want to get even faster than the average person, you know? I watch football. I see all these great DNs on TV, but I want to be greater. You know, my first year in the NFL, I want to break records. You know, that's my goal. I want to break records.
I'd definitely be happy for him, but I'd definitely be disappointed in myself not getting it. I'm a competitor, want to be number one, so that's what I'm going to strive for.
Either one would be fine with me. I mean, a one or two pick, a third pick, a 15th pick, a pick, it's good with me. I just want to get picked.